Now I'll start about the electrophoresis. This topic is the part of the continuation of the chapter number 21 of the book entitled Chemistry, written by the Gary D. Christians and others. The word electrophoresis connotes the movement of a charged particle. Electrophoretic methods of separation thus rely on difference in the mobility of different charged substances in an electrical field. Electrophoretic methods of separation can be classified in two broad groups depending on the medium that it is conducted in. The first group involves separations in free solution, conducted primarily in small diameter capillaries or microfabricated chips. The sample is injected as a finite zone or band and then further subdivided into individual zones. This is thus referred to as capillary zone electrophoresis. In short, it is called CZE, or simply capillary electrophoresis. In short, it is called CE. Electrophoresis conducted on a microchip is very similar. In the second case, the separation medium is a hydrogel, as for example of agarose, with some large biomolecules, as for example DNA, the charge by size ratio remains almost constant regardless of the molecular weight. Thus, there is very little difference in electrophoretic mobility in free solution. So, DNA fragment cannot be separated by capillary zone electrophoresis. In a high viscosity gel medium, however, the mobility of these large molecules is very much a function of their tertiary structure permitting a separation. Gel-based electrophoresis can be carried out in a capillary for high resolution identical separation of large biomolecules. Capillary gel electrophoresis, in short, we used to tell the CGE. Preparative gel electrophoresis can be carried out in a tube or column with electrodes at the top and bottom with a polarity that causes the bands to migrate down the column. It can also be run in a planar form on a thin gel layer, much like TLC, and it is often called slab gel electrophoresis. For tube gel, little specialized equipment is required other than an appropriate power supply. Such tubular gel separations have the advantage that the molecules move through the gels without much lateral movement. This leads to somewhat better resolution of the bands compared to a slab gel, particularly for proteins. However, a slab gel platform, much like TLC, can be turned around and run with an electric field perpendicular to the previous field direction after the gel has been run in one direction. Such a 2D gel electrophoresis system has great separation power and is routinely used in biological laboratories. Commonly used in gel electrophoresis are gels of agarose, polyacrylamide, starch, etc. proteins are often treated with the detergent sodium dodecyl sulfate, which is an anionic detergent, and it linearizes the protein molecules and impart a negative charge to it. Generally, the charge is evenly distributed per unit mass, thereby resulting in an approximately uniform separation by size during polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis. Polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis, in short, we used to tell PAGE, P-A-G-E, all in capital letters. And sodium dodecyl sulfate, in short, we used to tell SDS, all in capital letters. The resulting technique, SDS PAGE, is widely used for protein separation. Depending on the sample preparation and separation conditions, different analytes in the sample can be both positively and negatively charged, or more commonly, as in SDS PAGE, only negatively charged. In the first case, the sample will be applied to the middle of the gel plate so the oppositely charged analytes can migrate in opposite direction. With only negatively charged analytes, the sample is applied near the negative electrode end of the gel. The migration rate of a molecule at a given pH is controlled by the applied field strength. The applied field strength is expressed in volts per centimeter, V per cm. The electric field controls the current flowing through the system. The product of the current and the field strength gives the heat generated per unit length and hence is proportional to the temperature rise. The greater the field strength, the faster is the migration rate and quicker is the separation. However, if the heat buildup is high, increased temperature will compromise the achieved separation by creating local temperature gradients and enhancing diffusive mixing. In planar gel electrophoresis, the field strength of 4 to 6 volt per centimeter are common. In pulsed field gel electrophoresis, the optimum field strength decreases with increasing size of the molecule to be separated. For separating MB-sized DNA, an applied field of 2 volt per centimeter is optimum. Given that the gel length is in planar gels rarely exceeds 20 centimeter, the maximum voltage supplied by power supplies for this purpose range from 125 to 300 volt. In small bore capillaries or microchips, the heat dissipation is much better than in planar or large diameter tubular gels. Also, because of very small cross section, the electrical resistance is high. This limits the current. Hence, much higher field strength can be applied. Typical field strength in a capillary electrophoretic separation is 300 volt per cm for 50 to 75 micrometer bore capillaries. 10 to 60 cm length capillaries are used. The power supplies can typically supply up to 30 kV, but maximum current capability is usually 300 microampere. However, much greater field strength, up to several kilovolt per centimeter, can be used over short separation distance and in very narrow bore capillaries or microchips. Another important technique for separation of proteins takes advantage of the change in net charge of individual proteins as a function of pH and the fact that at the isoelectric point they have no net charge and have no electrical mobility. In this technique, which is called the isoelectric focusing, sometimes simply called electrofocusing, the separation medium is an immobilized pH gradient gel. Isoelectric focusing, in short, we used to write as the IEF, all in capital letters. An immobilized pH gradient, in short, we tell IPG gel. The IPG is constituted of an acrylamide gel matrix co-polymerized with a pH gradient formed by immobilizing weak acids and base and their salts in varying ratios across the gel. An ampholyte solution is used as the running buffer. The negative electrode is placed at the high pH end of the gel. A protein that is located at a pH below its pi will be positively charged and so will migrate towards the negative electrode. As it does so, it travels through media of continually increasing pH, eventually reaching a pH region equal to its pi value. Now, it has no net charge and stop moving. Thus, the proteins focus into individual well-defined bands with each protein positioned at a point in the gel where the pH equals to its pi value. The IEF, that means isoelectric focusing, can provide very high resolution with proteins differing by a single proteolyzable group being separable. The IEF is also used in a capillary format. That means capillary isoelectric focusing is also carried out in a microchip based variant. Capillary isoelectric focusing, in short, we used to tell CIEF. One separation technique may be followed by a second separation method. Bands separated by agarose gel electrophoresis may be cut out and separated by HDS PACE method. Now I'll talk about visualization and quantization. The visualization and quantization of band separated by planar gel electrophoresis is carried out very similar to that done for a TLC plate. The most commonly used post-separation visualization agent for DNA is ethidium bromide. It intercalates in DNA strands and in that form fluoresces reddish orange or brown. The visible fluorescence can be digitally imaged and quantitated using image analysis tools. However, nucleic acids can be readily destroyed by UV exposure and the ability to do any further work with the separated DNA is compromised. A blue light excitable stain along with a blue light excitation source is much preferred. The example of blue light excitable stain is a SYBR, is the commercial name SYBR green eye, and is the blue excitation leads to green fluorescence. Ethidium bromide is highly mutagenic. Further, without appropriate protection, UV light can cause eye damage. With a blue light excited fluorescent tag, both are avoided. In addition, the blue excitation light is not significantly attenuated by passage through clear glass or plastic, permitting greater latitude in materials and illumination and imaging. To retrieve a separated DNA band, it can be cut out of the gel and extracted by dissolution. Quantization in solution then also becomes possible. The use of gel fluorosis for separation of nucleic acids in DNA sequencing is mentioned in the chapter number G in this book. For quantization of proteins, chromase brilliant blue is often used as the stain. It binds strongly to all proteins. After removing the unbound dye by washing, the stained protein bands are easily located and quantified. The amount of bound dye is proportional to protein content. Stain gels can also be dried and preserved. Quantization by a scanning densitometer, as in TLC, is also possible. Occasionally, the proteins may be radioactively labeled. They can be detected by autoradiography. This involves intact exposure of the gel to a photographic film. Presently, technology also exists to directly imaging this on a solid state imager, but such equipment is expensive. Now I'll talk about the electrophoresis related techniques. In a typical unidirectional filled agarose gel, the DNA fragments above 10 to 15 kb may migrate in a non-predictable manner unrelated to size. In pulsed filled gel electrophoresis, the voltage is applied in one direction for several seconds and then the direction is reversed for several seconds. That means the forward step is longer than the reverse step, providing the net forward field direction. The pulse filled gel electrophoresis, in short we used to tell the PFGE, all in capital letters, reversing the field direction back and forth shuttles the DNA back and forth in the gel. This slows down the large DNA fragments relative to the smaller ones because the smaller molecules can change direction faster than the larger ones. Separation with greater resolution thus becomes possible. In practice, a fixed alternating time program is useful in separating DNA within a fixed size range. To achieve a much greater separation range, the duration of the forward step, the backward step, or more commonly both, are increased during the separation, which can be as long as 24 hours. DNA fragments up to several MB in length can be separated by PFGE. It is the gold standard for identifying particular strength of pathogens. The unit MB, capital M small b, it is the unit of the length of DNA. There are several configurations in which PFGE is used. The description what I talked about now it is termed a field inversion gel electrophoresis. In short, it is called FIGE. Separation is actually possible even when the forward and reverse time step are equal. This is because of the asymmetric rate at which the molecules reverse their movement. Such zero integrated field electrophoresis is much slower than FIGE but capable of separating extremely large DNA fragment. Zero integrated field electrophoresis, in short we used to tell ZIFE, all in capital letters. The other major category of PFGE reorients the DNA at oblique angles, causing the DNA to move forward in a zigzag pattern down the gel. For a similar size range under optimal conditions, these separations are faster, resolve a wider size range, and utilize a larger useful portion of the gel compared to FIGE. An extreme variant of this is rotating field gel electrophoresis, where the field direction continually changes, allowing a large separation space and excellent separation. The rotating field gel electrophoresis, in short we used to tell the RGE, all in capital letters.